Brian Lehrer on WNYC, and now we continue with our Pledge Drive series, where every day we'll end our show with Bill McDonald, the obituaries editor for the New York Times. Each morning, we're going to pick an obituary from that day's paper and talk about the life of that person. Bill McDonald, thanks for doing this with us.
You're quite welcome. Good
and
to be here.
Today's person is Billy Saul Estes, who died at 88, once immortalized in a song by Phil Oakes, some people know. He was from West Texas and managed to turn a childhood gift of a sheep into a multi-million dollar agricultural empire complete with wild parties that would put Jay Gatsby to shame. But it all fell apart amid, and I'll quote from the obituary in the paper this morning by Robert McFadden, quote, clandestine leaseback arrangements, phony mortgages on non-existent fertilizer storage tanks, illegal transfers of federal compensation rights, kickbacks for bankers, and bribes for Washington. Wow, quite the story that I guess dates back to the early 60s, huh?
It does. And what we don't remember now is that in the early 1960s, he was practically a household name in America. He was on the cover of Time magazine. As you say, Phil Oakes wrote a song about him. And what made him really a national figure was not just his $150 million empire, which he built through these mind-boggling array of business schemes, some of them illusory, actually, but also that he was an intimate of the Kennedy administration, and he was linked in various ways, either truly or not, to Jimmy Hoffa, Fidel Castro, Jack Ruby, Lee Harvey Oswald. He was an intimate of LBJ, Lyndon Johnson, when he was vice president, and implicated Johnson probably for self-serving reasons in various murders to protect, to conceal fraud, and he even implicated LBJ in the Kennedy assassination, of course, without any proof.
Wow.
And all the players that he, raised had died before he made these charges. So, we'll never know.
I look at some of the things going on this week, and I think, now that was a Washington scandal.
That was. It was a rolling scandal, too, because there was always something about him in the news. And the Kennedy administration was just exasperated with him. Because of his connections, and again, there was bribery of Washington officials. So he was well connected. He was all over the map. And he was this larger than life figure in West Texas that you could film a movie about him, I think.
And I'll point out that it was a local Texas reporter who uncovered the mortgages for non-existent fertilizer tanks and won a Pulitzer for his effort.
He did. He died about a year ago, in fact, and we did a story about him. And at the time, our reporter called Mr. Saul Estes to get a comment from him, and he had nothing good to say about this this reporter, even in death. So we got a good quote from him. We just called him up on he was listed in the phone book, and he answered the phone, believe it or not.
And what happens to a person who becomes famed for scandal in the early 1960s and then lives another 50 years?
Yeah, that happens quite a bit. I mean, he did serve some time, and I think he lived quite comfortably. He died in a community of estates in Texas, a kind of a golfing community. So he lived well, and he had his admirers still. If you go online, you can see his website, and you can see him surrounded by his family. And, he paid a price in prison, but not a large one, probably, given his affairs. But it happens, and people disappear from view, from public view, and we kind of resurrect them when they die, you might say.
Other obituaries featured in today's paper include Al Fritz, who created the Schwinn Stingray bicycle, the one with its banana seat and long handlebars, and a New York actress, Jacqueline Brooks, who had maybe the prototypical New York actress career, big parts on stage, smaller parts in TV and movies, longtime teacher. But Billy Saul got the most space, and I wonder if that was because just explaining the scandal takes half a page, or does it mean that you deemed him the most significant?
I think he is the most significant, and maybe not for the best reasons. I mean, Jacqueline Brooks was not a name people will remember now. She had a great career, very admirable career. the man who designed the Stingray had that one moment. But Billy Saul was a larger-than-life national figure, you know, who bothered the White House and had the FBI investigating him and such, so that he was making news. He was a headline name, and I think that's our standard, really. We don't measure on the basis of, you know, merit, personal worthiness, you might say.
Bill McDonald, Obit editor of the New York Times. We'll see whose interesting life is written up tomorrow and talk to you about it. Thanks a lot.
We'll be back. Thanks.
And we have got face elections in the fall. And now I'd like to say that crime sure doesn't pay. But if you want to make some money on the sly, well, you can always rent the U.S. government. It's the best one that money can.